A partial meltdown at the plant near Harrisburg on March 28, 1979, sparked a major anti-nuclear backlash, halting the industry's growth in the U.S. for decades. As State Impact Pennsylvania's Marie Cusick reports, there's now a big push to keep nuclear plants open.
The Three Mile Island accident sparked confusion and fear, partly because public officials had such a hard time explaining what was happening. 2 days after the meltdown, even the governor, Dick Thornburg, struggled to answer basic questions.
It is a very difficult thing to pin these facts down so that we can give you some kind of bundle of reliable information.
The accident happened on a Wednesday, and by the end of that weekend, an estimated 80,000 people had fled the area. Joyce Karate was a young mother of four living in Middletown, a few miles from the plant. She says her most vivid memory is pulling out of her driveway, wondering if her life would ever be the same.
I took our marriage certificate and I took our children's birth certificates. I was concerned that if in the confusion things really got bad, that I could prove those were my children and that we could at least be together.
Although a small amount of radiation was released, in the end, it wasn't a disaster. In the 1980s, Three Mile Island reopened, minus the one damaged reactor. Although some of her friends moved away, Karate still lives in the same house, but feels the plant always looming in the background.
It's kind of like living with a giant in your neighborhood. You know it's there. You know it could cause you problems, but you live in an uneasy compromise.
That compromise is being tested as the nuclear industry faces new challenges like high operating costs, stagnant demand for electricity, and competition from cheaper natural gas and renewables. Exelon, which owns the plant's still functional Unit 1 reactor, says Three Mile Island has been losing money for years. The company plans to close the plant this fall. But Exelon executive David Fine says losing so much carbon-free electricity would be a major blow to efforts to address climate change.
It's something that if we hope to do anything about it, then we have to preserve all the nation's nuclear stations.
Nuclear provides about 20% of the nation's electricity, but across the country, nearly a third of existing plants are either unprofitable or scheduled to close. Pennsylvania's five plants account for about 93% of the state's carbon-free power. Mark Gibist with the Natural Resources Defense Council says without new policies, there could be more greenhouse gas emissions.
We're at a point where if nuclear retires immediately, we would probably replace it with natural gas generation because we haven't sufficiently planned to replace it with something cleaner.
All of this has led to a big push to keep nuclear plants online. Other states, including New York, Illinois, New Jersey, and Connecticut, have recently given billions of dollars in subsidies to keep their nuclear plants open. Christina Simeone with the University of Pennsylvania's Kleinman Center for Energy Policy thinks governments should step in.
And once you close a nuclear plant, that's a permanent result. I personally do think it is important to keep these plants online for the zero carbon power.
In addition to Three Mile Island, First Energy's Beaver Valley plant outside Pittsburgh is also slated for an early retirement. State Representative Thomas Mahaffey, a Dauphin County Republican, recently introduced a bill to try to keep the plants open.
If we lose one or more of these plants, we might as well just forget about all the time and money we've invested into wind and solar.
But the bill faces major opposition from groups like the growing natural gas industry, which stands to gain if nuclear plants close, and the AARP, which says the move would hurt ratepayers. As someone who lived through the Three Mile Island accident, Joyce Karate would be happier to see the plant close. But because the U.S. still has no real plan to deal with its radioactive nuclear waste, it will be stored at the plant, sitting in her town indefinitely.
I find that really 40 years down the road, I'm still sitting on top of a plant that has all the waste, a plant that cannot sell its electricity, and there's still no real answers.
Marie Cusick, State Impact, Pennsylvania.